This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, I'd like to say how the hell you're doing, but I know how you're doing. We have no Steve-O today. We got Blake, and we got our buddy Kyle.
Hello.
Fellas, this is a shockwave hitting every Cowboy fan in every aspect here. I mean, what the hell did Roger Goodell do on this one with Zeke?
No. I mean, this is just classic Goodell. It's how he's feeling that day, right? He's just basically a dictator mad with power. There's no one underscoring him doing anything that can stop him. I mean, Zeke's going to appeal. Obviously, we're talking about the 6-game suspension, but yeah. Zeke's going to appeal, but he has to appeal to Roger Goodell. So there's
to the guy doing the judgment.
Yeah.
Judge Dredd has spoken. That's what I say.
Kyle, we were all talking, and even the media thought it was only going to be possibly 2 games, tops.
Yeah,
What the hell did you think, 6?
I mean, I no way I thought 6. The same thing. It was 2 or 3 games. When I heard 6 today, I had to ask my wife, throw some water on me. She's like, why? Because I feel like I'm dreaming right now. There's no way. We haven't even started the season, and they're still trying to make an example of Zeke. But why? I don't get it. You know, nothing has been proven in court, or has it?
No.
Exactly.
They haven't even charged him with anything. So
exactly.
Like, yeah.
How is it that if it's not proven, if there's nothing there that says the girl came back and said, no, I didn't, none of that was true, but the NFL is still investigating
to
make an example.
She's proven to have lied to the police.
Boom.
Okay.
I'm going to bring this up early then.
Yeah.
What about this guy, which you don't see on ESPN, you don't see on other channels here, this Joe Mixon guy, he pops a girl in a fast food joint, all right? It's okay. Yeah. It's okay with Goodell on that. Didn't he even face criminal charges?
Yep.
All right. I think so. And now he's playing for the Bengals, and no one's even talking about him. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm bringing another person into the scene here.
Right.
Throw him under the bus. But our guy, like Kyle said, was proven not guilty. Not even brought up. There was not even a case. I mean, I just don't understand. Even the NFL should look at, if there's a case, then I could understand, okay, there's a case.
Yeah.
But Blake, when there isn't even a case filed, mm-hmm. I don't know how you
no
could do that.
Filed.
How could you give the
and
man
like,
6 games? And on that, if you're going to say, okay, but he did drive 100 miles an hour, he did do this, he did go in the bar, okay, then don't base it on the domestic
policy.
Put it under domestic violence.
Don't lump that on top of that.
Exactly.
Like, they're lumping all these things on top of the domestic violence thing, when really, if you're going to do that and you're going to suspend him under personal conduct policy, then take that out of it, because no charges were filed.
Exactly.
And right here they have in the letter, in the letter that they sent to Zeke, it said that the experts, quote, were of the view that there is substantial and persuasive evidence supporting a finding that Elliot engaged in physical violence. Well, if there's substantial evidence to that, then you should submit it to the police, because they've not found any substantial evidence pursue charges. So clearly, either the NFL is holding out evidence from the police, or they're just lying.
They have something against the Cowboys. Maybe Roger Dell can't stand that he really needs Cowboys.
They got to go after the good teams last year, right? They got to bring down competitive balance a little bit more.
If it wasn't for the Cowboys last year, the ratings would have been
plummeted.
Mm-hmm. Would have been awful.
Plummeted.
Yeah.
And if anything, I look at this as like, oh, okay, you guys want to hold that against our heads. Well, guess what? Boom. This is what we did to Zeke. All throughout offseason, they were on Zeke. Oh, Zeke just pulled that chick's blouse down during spring break or Mardi Gras, whatever.
He was at a bar where there was a fight.
There's a bar. Why don't I hear Gronk? Gronk is the party guy of the NFL. Dude's busting with girls all the time, drinking. There's beer thrown around.
We never hear about that.
Yeah. Right?
He's never been in a bar where there's a fight?
Yeah, you come on, and then you bring up Zeke, and Zeke comes out. He leading rusher last year.
Mm-hmm.
He plays for the Cowboys. I mean, let's just be real, just be honest. What it is, he plays for the Cowboys, leading rusher. He's from St. Louis. You know, I'm throwing a little things that Roger.
I think it's all Dallas. I think when you wear that star, there's something about you they want to take down, and it's all the other NFL teams. Now, Kraft might have had something, a vendetta against Jones, because Jones didn't really care for that. He wanted the suspension the Patriots and all that. So he was all for that draft picks being taken out. Then you had the L.A. Rams. Then you had the San Diego Chargers moving on to L.A. You made money for these good old boys in the NFL, these owners. And then on top of that, you got the Vegas thing, Vegas Raiders. Who was in charge of that? Jerry Jones
did that so they wouldn't go to San Antonio and split his market.
Yeah, he put millions into their pocketbook.
Yeah.
Millions.
No question.
And for you to backstab like that, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hearing a lot of people on our site and other sites right now saying boycott the NFL. I say this. Boycott the NFL. Don't boycott the Cowboys. Watch the Cowboy games. Boycott every stupid game they have on. If they have a Thursday night game, Jets versus the Jaguars, don't watch it. Don't even turn it on, and let's see what happens. Let's see what happens, because you know what? We still kick back, and we still watch those garbage games as Cowboy fans. But now I'm saying don't watch the garbage games anymore.
Right.
Well, because you know what? We're not on Sundays anymore either. We could hang out and do stuff with our families now, because they're having us play on Mondays. They're having us play on Thursdays and Sunday nights. So we don't have to. Our wives are going to be very happy with this situation too.
Yeah.
Because now the Cowboys will be the highlight of our regular season. That's what we're going to be here for.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, Kyle, you got a restaurant and stuff, but I tell you what, man, it is hard to watch an NFL game now knowing that these guys are all in cahoots and trying to bring down the star.
Yeah, most definitely. It really gets to me. I mean, one, Zeke's from St. Louis, so it's like we're going to feed him.
The hometown kid.
On stat-wise, are we going to hurt? Maybe a little, but as long as the line stays healthy, you got Alfred Morris, you have Rod Smith, which we talked about last time.
Right.
Going to get the ball maybe a little more. Maybe McFadden shows up if he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It changes the plan for the first 6 weeks, but how much does it change because of Prescott?
I think though it changes a lot, and I'll tell you why. Because the last year before that, when the Cowboys ran the ball, when we had third down and one, we couldn't get that damn 1 yard. I mean, this guy, Zeke, gives us that 1 yard for sure every time. I mean, he plows. He's That's a violent true. Running back to where he gives me that half yard to 1 yard that I always needed. I wasn't getting that out of all these backs that we had before. Yeah. You know, it's a big – I like how Kyle's thinking positively.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I'm saying to you, this is going to be a major blow to us, boys.
Yeah.
Right.
This is a major blow.
The thing I laugh at is that the people are just like – other people, other NFC East fans, Giants fans will just be like, the same guys who are saying you guys are going to be anything without Zeke are the same guys saying, oh, anybody can run behind that line, blah, 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 Zeke's not that great, right? They were saying that about a month or two ago, and now they're saying, oh, you guys aren't anything without Zeke. So which is it? Is it the line or is it Zeke? Other fans seem to be pretty confused about what makes the Cowboys good here.
Yeah. You're hearing all the haters come out and saying, oh, well, there goes your Super Bowl, or you guys are going to definitely lose the first six games. And
yeah.
And
well, we're definitely going to appeal. The Giant game will be played with Zeke, so I don't care what they say there.
Giant game's week one.
Yeah, what gets me, you brought it up, and it flew by everyone's radar there, is I have to appeal to the guy that gave me the six-game suspension.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be a third party sitting there and going, okay, I heard his side. Now I want to hear his side on this, and then we'll give our appeal.
Should be some sort of committee.
Yeah. Right.
Or something.
Right. Not you that
not
gave
the
six
guy.
Game.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
It's like the czar of the NFL.
Yeah.
Basically.
And Goodell's already under fire by other teams. And other teams, they can make their noise, but no one makes louder noise than the Dallas Cowboys and their fans.
Yeah.
And every other team fans know that. And you're going after the Cowboys? The Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. This, I'm telling you, man, this world's gone upside down.
It's
completely hit flip-flop, the crooked numbers, everything is now reached full boil here. Why not? I mean, we got North Korea the other week. Now we got the Cowboys six-game suspension. Everything has gone whacked out.
Problems.
Everything. Yeah. Everything to me is just becoming wackier every day. In 2017, right? I just don't know what the hell's
going on. I'm waiting for Jerry Jones to come out and say, we're going to bring fire and fury. Fire and fury to your office.
I'll buy it. That's the one I'll listen to.
One of your defenses.
Yes, I know, man. And then the week before, we're realizing our first draft taco. I mean,
right.
With him, there's so many things. We haven't even started the season, and things are starting to unfold with our DN getting suspended, our defense lines getting suspended. With Taco, really, you can tell he needs to do a lot more for being a first pick on that end. Yeah. And then now Zeke.
Well, he's got he's now at, what, age 21, 22 now?
Yep.
He's got a tightness in his back. Taco does.
That's pretty early.
And
although I'm in career of a football player, G.
And here's something to that, though. The year before when we took Byron Jones, we took him late. We took him late, and we took him late on the notion of, we had a late pick in the first round.
Yeah, 27th or so.
Yeah, we were on the notion that, okay, all we need is a defensive back. This everything is ready to go here on the NFC East Championship. Everything is ready. All the components are there. So we did not throw him under the bus like we are with like our man here, Taco, because we're expecting a lot from this guy. We passed up on a lot of big-time players to get a defensive lineman.
That's true.
And this guy here has to produce. We got him a little, in the middle round? In the middle of first round?
I thought he was picked 33.
33?
Like top of the second round. Maybe that doesn't.
But
sound
there,
right.
there were a lot of defensive backs out there though that were still cream of the crop that we passed up on.
Yeah.
So you know this guy,
kid from Florida that ended up going to New York. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was real good.
Apple. Are you talking about the cornerback?
No.
Or are you to the Giants or to the Jets?
He's from Ohio State. Apple is, but this one's from Florida.
Oh, Florida.
In any case,
if it pops up in your
He'll
head,
remember.
So be it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we passed up on a lot, and now he's got a tightness in the back. He's been getting pushed around. But you know what? This Tyron Smith, he's not got a bad back.
Mm.
Yeah.
And this is not good. All the chemistry now with people that are talking about, you got this offensive line. Well, maybe we don't have this offensive line that's supposed to be this and that.
Smith
and
is
you
the corn
you have
stone,
to
yeah.
have you have
One
to have a running
yeah.
back like Zeke to give you that extra. I mean, in the first two games of last year, he did not run like the rest of the season because in the first two games he ran to the sides more and he didn't look good. And then after that, man, Kyle, you remember, I mean, he started running right down their throat.
Started getting downhill. Yeah.
The guard tackle holes were being hit, and that's vintage.
That's on the big the big runs that he had, you would see him sometimes not even get touched until he was at the second level because right, that line's already getting out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I love our line. And you know, Smith, today he tweets out that they're asking him about his back, and he says, "Oh, my back's feeling good. I'm good," or something like that. I mean, they all say that. You don't want to put it out, but
Kyle, my problem is this. If you got back issues right now in week two going into the Rams game that I don't want you to play, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you're in week two and you got back problems, how are you going to be in week 13?
Yes.
Yeah. Or week 12, week 10, you know? Back's not something that you could just say, oh, you know what, it's all right. Let's keep going.
Throw some ice on it.
The back just wears down, and it's like I can't function.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, with Smith, he's been with us we picked him up first round 2011, so what, six, seven years now. He's starting to get, I mean,
getting the wear and tear.
Yeah. I mean, a lineman, they had their life expectancy in the NFL goes long, what, like 10 years, maybe 13.
Relatively, yeah.
But he's getting up there, you know.
He's closing in on that 10,
but
10,
it's like you said before. He is one of the foundations. He is that that pillar in the offensive
a real
line.
Rock, yeah.
I believe he attracted Zach Martin. I mean, before we had Doug Free there, but you got Zach Martin on your center. Then you have Collins.
Yeah.
Then you have
Frederick.
Frederick.
Yeah.
Yes, all of them right there. I mean, we lose Smith.
Well,
season, who's going to back him up?
What you would have to do then is you'd probably move Zach out the tackle. Yeah, he's smart and everything. I think you would have Collins on the right hand tackle. You would move Zach to the left, and then you would bring in guys like Larian to be guard. It's like filling in the holes right there. But it's going to be problem. This is not like. Everyone was like, you people out there, we chirp too much, and this is the type of crap that happens. You know, we should have just kept a low. The Armenians always say, there's always someone out there that gives you an evil eye, and someone has really given the Cowboys an evil eye. So on this
something
one,
like that.
Yeah, do Mexicans have something like that?
Definitely.
Okay, good. I mean, we don't even, if someone even looks at an Armenian funny, we're like, hey, you know what, that guy gave you the evil eye or something. So
there you go. Anyway,
I'm going to give you some E. coli later.
But at least, too, with the line, right, we've got Witten to come in tight end sets and get some of those blocks going. So that's, I mean, he's probably up there, probably is the best blocking tight end in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think
most definitely.
Which one?
Witten. He's like Jason.
I don't think he is. I don't think he is. I think he's not bad, but I don't think he's.
You know, top five blocking.
I'm
blocking for the run.
Right. I like that, but not. I don't see like that whole, you know, block and then move out. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you guys are better on that one.
I get your point,
one,
though.
Yeah,
he might not be able to hit the explosion and then hit the route.
Yeah,
I've
seen plenty
just
of times where they kind of push him right into it, too. So
Just enough to get – Witten gets the job done enough to make himself look really good. Like, he's definitely a future Hall of Famer.
No, he
you know, on there.
That's what I'm saying. In the event that Smith does need to be replaced, then you have his replacement coming in there,
and then Rico Gathers
right next to him,
coming right next to it.
Let him know, hey, I'm going to give you a chip here. I'm going to do this here.
Yeah.
You should go inside this. He knows what he's doing.
But it does definitely take some scheme out of your game too. Because now you're using that tight end not as a passing, but more trying to block too. Because both those tight ends you mentioned, I think he's definitely a hell of a tight end, and Witten just as good too. So I mean, Witten's a Hall of Famer for all you know.
Yeah. And with when you have Dak in the mix to this, even with Tyron not being there, like that does concern me because we lost two of our linemen in free agency. One went to the Broncos.
That's right.
And then Doug Free, did he retire? Did
he retired.
He retired, okay. So we lost them, and we really don't have a good offensive line to back these guys up on what we built. But when you have Dak Prescott right there. Totally different. Yes, he's learned a lot from Romo, and mm-hmm. you can tell that on being on the field. But he brings a different game where I look at it as Tom Brady. Who's open? That's who mm-hmm. I'm throwing to first.
Yeah.
And yes, Zeke not being in the back, it's I get like a lot of people are like, oh, and I'm mad. I'm mad that Zeke is not in there. One, he's from St. Louis, but two, his presence alone in the backfield changes the game.
Mm-hmm.
Does it change the running aspect of it when you have a quarterback like Dak Prescott? I personally mm-hmm. don't think so. When you have a line and Dak Prescott out there, Alfred Morse, look what he did. Look what he's done in preseason.
Right.
I mean, look what he did last year with the carries that he got. He mm-hmm. averaged about 3 to 4 yards a carry.
I mean, what was it? His rookie year, he was third leading rusher, second leading rusher.
Oh, yeah, with just, the Redskins.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right. That year wasn't
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it definitely showed some of the things he can do, and then he fell off a little bit because, you know, the whole team around him is pretty terrible. But then, right, if he could jump in and then just carry the load. I mean, if you look at who we got coming up in the potential six games that Zeke's going to miss, Giant Week is week one. But that's the only division game that he would miss if these 6 weeks stand. And if it gets lessened to four, then, right, we've got Giants, Broncos, Cardinals, Rams. So if it's just four, then you've got an easy win at home against L.A.
Yeah.
Possibly a win there. Denver's got to figure out a quarterback. So yeah. I don't think they're going to be anything. I mean, they've still got the good defense, but, you know, you need to be able to put points on the board. And they've got Trevor Siemian doing first-team reps right now, and I don't think that's going to cut it. So if it gets down to four, he could come back week five against the Packers and then go right into a bye. But if it stays at six, then he would come back week eight against the Redskins. So either way, he's only missing one divisional game.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, like I said, like I know, like we were just talking about earlier, Cowboy haters are out there all of a sudden, mm-hmm. oh, what are you guys going to do? Well, if you really knew, our issues are way more bigger on the defensive side than our offense. Yes, Zeke hurts. His presence, his leadership, his excitement. I'm telling you, when we talked about mm-hmm. this last week, John, the heart in this team is there, mm-hmm. and it can even be bigger and bring the D back in Dallas. We need to focus on our defense right now.
Yeah.
Zeke hurts, but when you have Alfred Morris, Rod Smith, this is his chance to step it up. You want to be a starter like your brother. You want to score some touchdowns. You've been with this team for 3 years now. Boom, here's another opportunity, and he's done amazing in preseason and at practice. So this is just that opportunity to say, me and my brother are about to tear this up.
No, we got Ronnie Hillman, too. He's not even – he's fourth on the depth chart, and he's not even bad. He got a lot of carries for Denver last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ronnie Hillman. Yeah, see, so –
these are all some good running backs that have good experience, and behind that line, anyone's scary.
Look what Darren McFadden did. Everyone's talking about, oh, Darren McFadden's like he's down and going down and his career's going downhill now, whatnot. But look what he did before Zeke got there, okay? He has never rushed over 1,000 yards in his whole 7-8 seasons when he was with the Raiders. He had six different running back coaches over there. Comes over to the Cowboys with the offensive line we did, mm-hmm. and he was, what, second in leading rushing that year, 2 years ago? I mean, last year he got hurt and Zeke came in and, you know, of course, took over. When Zeke came in and blew up last year, I was like, we can put anyone behind that line. You can give anyone that ball. Look what Alfred Morris is doing. Like I said, he averaged 3 to 4 yards and only mm-hmm. had about 4 or 5 carries, getting 45, 50 yards a game. Give him the ball more.
Right.
Give him the ball more. Like, yeah. I love Zeke. I love you, Zeke. I love you. You ever come to St. Louis, we got you on the tacos. But I'm telling you right now, man, at the end of the day, I want a Super Bowl. I want to be able to go to those haters and flick them off and say, there's nothing you can say anymore. We got a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Rod Smith's going to step up. Watch.
Yeah, but if you're going with that, then, boys, we can't carry four running backs here. You're going to have to send someone out.
Who would you send? McFadden.
I'm keeping McFadden. I'm probably going to keep Hillman and
Smith.
And Smith, I'm going to let Morris go.
Morris.
I'm going to let you know, you can't keep five running backs because now
that's true.
I think we're going to have to keep six wideouts now because I got Jones here battling. Let's see if it's on the screen here. I don't think it's on the screen here. But we got Jones battling. What's that new guy's name? But I'm keeping that Jones kid now too. Mm-hmm. That'll be six wideouts on my Cowboy roster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if I have six, that'll be the first time since 2011, that we had six wideouts on the Cowboy roster. So that's saying one thing right there. I can't keep five running backs though. I can keep four. So before we praise everyone here,
well,
we got to make sure that I see that, but yeah, you know, but it is it is what it is.
They have Smith sometimes. I've seen that. Now I'm looking at him, I'm like, okay, yeah, they have him in the roster as a fullback,
but it's still a running back.
Yeah. Because I
still put him in those sets.
I was gonna say I've seen him in those sets where you've seen him as a fullback out there, and you know, maybe that's where they can say, you know, we can keep it. But I get what you're saying. That's a lot, you know.
I think true fullback, you're gonna keep Keith Smith.
Yeah.
You're gonna keep that. That spot's his. So you're going with a Elliott, six gamer. We're gonna decrease that now. I think the suspension will get reduced. McFadden will fill in. Now here's the catch here, because Kyle makes a great point. Smith has done nothing wrong. Now you move Smith in the Los Angeles Rams game. You move him up to the first quarter. See what the hell he does against the first teamers of the Rams, and see if he's for real. Don't give the papers to Alfred Morris yet.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Smith took on a third, fourth, fifth string, guys that were ready to drop off the roster on every team. Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's throw that in perspective too.
Yeah. Yeah. In Alfred Morris, Darren McFadden, they're ahead of Ronnie Hillman. Ronnie has to learn the playbook.
True.
On top of that, get the chemistry with the guys. Those two have already been there for two seasons now. You know, they're a little ahead of the game. If me personally, I would, if I'm going to cut someone, I'm cutting, I mean, I got to see what Hillman does, but I would cut Hillman.
Yeah. Kyle, let's say this though. Before you give out any stickers on any lockers on. Or anything like that, let's see what happens in this Rams game
on how they go about it.
Let's see if Rod Smith comes in the first quarter, in the first half. Then that gives me an indication that they're looking at him now as, you know what, this is potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is going to be the time to where these guys got to shine, and now you know. It's the Rams game,
right? We'll find out. Not much good about the Rams, but their defensive line is
it's still first stringers, and it's still NFL.
So yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. The Rams defensive line are a pretty good litmus test for a running back,
right?
For how they're going to do, how they're going to be able to get through that first level.
I also heard Jalen Smith will be playing this game.
Yep.
For the fact that they're playing on grass.
Yep.
They're playing on grass. They're not playing on turf or anything, so they feel that this is a good way to get him involved in the
NFL. Ready to see some sacks.
But you know what? This is a big blow here. I don't know how Jerry Jones, what he's going to do. I know he's not going to sit back.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
He'll make some noise.
He will make some noise on this. This is not.
Maybe he'll wait for the appeal to come. Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't want to screw anything up with Zeke possibly getting it reduced to four.
But again, though, on that notion, though, this guy here, he said, you know, I'm friends with him. Mm-hmm. Jerry kept saying, I'm friends with Roger Goodell. I've done everything right with Roger Goodell. And he played that card perfectly with Roger Goodell all the way till now. And Roger Goodell, I'm going to give you six games. Well, you know what, Chief? I thought we were buddies.
Yeah.
So take that. If you take that way, you may get stung again and not get anything.
Yeah.
And you're not looking like the good old boys, and you're looking like a big coward.
Yeah.
I think you got to show who you are now.
Yeah. I'm shocked they're even friends. I mean, the past 4 years, it seems like the NFL has been on top of the Cowboys with the refs. The whole deal with the refs, they took them out to party or something beginning of the season. It was the year we went all the way into the playoffs, and it was the catch against Green Bay.
Yeah.
You see that, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh, the refs need to make an example of us. Like, hey, we don't associate with you guys.
Yeah.
And if it's like if we would have made that call a catch, maybe it says we associate with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be me as a crazy fan talking, but
it just seems
like the NFL has been on top of the Cowboys for the past few years,
I think that could be part of it is just Goodell's trying to distance himself from these owners that he's supposedly friends with, right? They came down on Brady with the 4-game suspension. He was supposed to be really tight with Kraft.
Yeah.
And then now, it's coming out that he's really tight with Jerry Jones, so he's got I can't have that press going around, I'm going to come down on these guys, and now people will stop saying that about me.
Okay, that's fine, but what is the problem when one guy has the power? What has the owner of Cleveland Browns done for you there, Roger?
Right, exactly.
I mean, what has he raised for you that you're getting your salary from us, but realistically is from me? I'm bringing in revenue after revenue, and this is how you reward me?
Yeah, Cleveland Browns aren't bringing in any revenue, that's for sure.
Cleveland Browns, they're a farm system.
Yeah,
everyone goes there to play, and then they go off to the Patriots or some other team.
I totally agree. So why should Cleveland Brown owner just say, hey, you know what, you should suspend
him? Yeah. Yeah, right?
You should suspend that guy. He's out of control.
It's like ever since we brought on the Kraken. When we brought in, you know, the
Hardy.
Yeah. Ever since we brought on that woman beater, we've been on the bad terms of, we're trying to get away from this, and you brought him on, you know? I mean, it could be.
Someone was going to at that point. No one knew the full details at that point, I believe. And
If we're gonna talk like that, then what about the guy that I brought up early in the show?
Yeah,
Mixon was on video.
Beats the chick up with a Weatherspoon type of left right.
Oh,
and she drops, and it's on video for love of God.
Yeah.
And you've got charges there too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, that's okay, though.
They're
that's
like, no, okay. All that happened in college. But, I mean, if you really look
at what the hell happened with us.
Exactly. Because this investigation's been going on for over a year. He got drafted last year, and then all this stuff started coming out last summer. So, right? Oh, if only there was a video that was proving the incident was in college, then, the NFL would have no jurisdiction. But, no, they didn't get it on video, so he can't. He's got to be suspended 6 games, unlike Mixon.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, and I don't know how you guys will react to this, but you see CNN, you see Fox, they make something out of nothing. And ESPN here, they were on this from day one. They didn't lighten up on this. They were pursuing this. They never let this thing go, and they always brought it front center. About this, and they just didn't let it go, and now they put Roger Goodell in a spot to where, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do about this?
We've made this a national attention thing. Now you got to react to it.
Right. I mean, it was like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you're on that side of the ball too,
because there were definitely gonna be if he got no suspension or whatever, there were certainly
but
gonna
give
be some
him,
people.
I really honestly thought though, Blake, 2 games was gonna be plenty.
I never thought in my wildest realistic guesses that it would be 6. I mean, it just doesn't make much sense here. And what's their deal with even numbers? Why not split the difference between Tom? Go 5. If you want to give him one more than Tom, or give him the same thing as Tom, because allegedly what they're saying here is that, he destroyed evidence, and so that's our evidence that you were definitely involved with some things you shouldn't have been. So,
I think Steve's out of the studio, but you know what? He definitely wanted to chime in on this. Hey, can we get Steve-O on here? He said he wanted to come on and throw his 2 cents on this one. So
that's why he couldn't make it. He was just so flabbergasted at what happened.
He was so livid.
He's like,
He was.
He immediately took a sledgehammer to his car.
Hey, Steve, are you out there, babe?
Dude, I'm about ready to put the rope around my neck. What in the hell is going on?
Well, before you do that, we got Blake in. He's filling in for the crew, and we got Kyle. So.
Hola.
You know, we
Que paso.
We are definitely feeling the blues too, my brother. So,
well, it's not a good day in Cowboy Land, and it's kind of bullshit.
It sure
is. I mean, I'm sitting over here. Obviously, you guys know I had that meeting that ran long and wanted to stay around instead of trying to drive back and make it to the studio, just sit here and have you guys call me in. But, I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous. Six games? I mean, is this guy does this Goodell really want to start pissing off Jerry Jones? Is that what he wants? Or is he what's his end game here?
No, you're bringing up some very valid points there, because I don't know what the hell Jerry's done to him, but make him money, and now you're going after the cash cow? I don't understand it.
Listen, I know he has 3 days to appeal. I'm assuming that we're going to get down to maybe a two-day thing, or if you appeal, or a two-game thing, but if you appeal, it just drags it out longer, right?
No, I doubt it. You know what? Steve-O brings up two games. Do you think after the appeal, they could get it down to two?
That would be nice.
No, I don't think so. I think
it's going to happen.
I think Goodell and the boys had this thing to come down to four games. They originally thought, you know what, we'll give him a six games,
yeah,
but when the smoke clears, we want him to have at least four, and that'll be the appeal. We'll look like good guys. We'll make those Cowboy fans a little bit happier. They don't have to go four or six. We'll give them four.
Right, and by making Zeke appeal, you make him come in, apologize, meet with whoever he's got to meet with, and
yeah,
then they'll tell him straight to his face, you know, what he did wrong, what he should do in the future, instead of sending some letter that says, oh, yeah, we have some very convincing evidence that apparently no one else has.
Can you believe that, man?
Well, you know, my opinion on the whole thing is I don't see where he gets anywhere from three, but what I'm looking at is I'm trying to figure out this season. I mean, he's going to appeal, and that appeal is going to take a process. I mean, Brady did the same thing when he appealed, and it, like, took forever. Like, the whole season, he played the whole season
the following year, right? That
and
took a year because it was the courts,
and then
though.
Sat out, yeah. But, I mean, he sat out, like, two games or four games the following year after he played the whole year.
Yeah. You know what, though, Steve-O? Even with this appeal process, it's bullshit. Because the guy who's going to be doing the hanging and is also the guy that's going to be doing the releasing. And I just don't understand how this works out at all. I mean, it's not even right. There should be a third party involved in this.
Well, that's the whole thing where they've said that he's judge, jury, and executioner with the NFL, and that the owners gave him that power and authority. And at the end of the day, it's on Goodell because he screwed up the Ray Rice incident.
Yeah.
And now he has to come out and look like he's totally against anything that has to do with domestic violence whatsoever and automatic six games. This is bullshit.
Oh, it
Call
is.
A spade a spade, it's bullshit.
No, it really, really, truly is, because you're almost going up against the American theology, the American type of thinking where man's, you know, not guilty till proven guilty, right?
Yeah.
And if you're not guilty by the standards of the land of the law, how can you be
punished?
Punished, yeah. And how can you be thrown? How could you fire a man for saying, "I, you know what? I wasn't there. I didn't do it." And the people are saying he wasn't there. He didn't do it.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to fire you from your work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. It's not the American goddamn way.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can. Yeah. And then it just goes back to Joe Mixon. The dude was on camera, gave a left, you know, 1-2.
Yeah.
A 1-2 combo.
Ugh.
And he's playing on a team.
For the Cincinnati Bengals.
And is not suspended.
Not even
suspended.
At. Do you ever
no
hear
one even
Joe
talking
Mixon
exactly.
besides this show today?
Yeah. Exactly.
You only heard about him before the draft because they were talking about his draft stock, but never
yes.
about any sort of suspension or any penalties he should face.
And
not
he's
even
playing.
Fine.
And he's playing. And why is it when the Gronkowskis and all that, oh, those are just good old boys having a good time at that bar. They threw a couple bottles at each other. It's all right.
Yeah.
But if our guys do anything like that, it's front center. I mean, come on.
Right.
Honest to God. Steve.
It's that star.
Yep.
You listening?
It's that
star. I am listening.
Well, put down the damn rope.
I don't know if I can, just because, listen, if it's, you know, 3 years ago and it's somebody and it's Romo, we're right on the cusp of greatness again. And I mean, you saw Goodell have to eat all sorts of crow when he handled Tom Brady, the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, he didn't even stick around, did he, that weasel? He didn't even stick up there. He just gave the trophy for a split second, and then he was out of there.
He's going to have to do the same thing this year to Elliott. He's going to have to hand him that Lombardi damn trophy. And it infuriates me to no end. But at the end of the day, if he does, I don't know where everything's going to go with the appeal process, what they're going to do. I don't see anything more than 2 to 3 games when it's all said and done. But I really don't think it'll be this year. I think they'll appeal it out. So it's next year. He'll take it at the beginning of the season, and maybe at that point he'll need that rest.
I don't know if it'll go that long, man. I mean, as much as I'd like to wish that, I don't think it'll happen on that. And I thought you brought up a great point. If I know Jerry and how loyal he is to his players, Jerry will say, you stand up here, Elliott. And I want that commissioner to give you the trophy.
Yeah, right?
Boy, that'd be sweet.
You bringing up Jerry, actually, I honestly think Jerry's not even sweating it right now. He's not even freaking out.
Oh, he's pissed
out.
All over the news. He's pissed.
He's pissed? Like,
oh, he's very vile right now.
But if you think about it, the star is everywhere right now. Mm-hmm. But this story, everyone's talking about it. You're seeing the star, the Cowboys, that logo, and he loves his logo everywhere.
Yeah, but he's already the most popular team in the world. I think right now he just wants his player back. He could give a shit. That's kind of like a Cleveland Brown type of thinking. One of our players just got into a boat accident. Here's a Browns, logo all over the place. But no, this is right now. He's up and roar right now. He's ready to. He's got the hat backwards. They're right now sitting in the war room thinking what we're gonna do. And I guarantee you, every lawyer, every investigator, every detective they got, it's much better than what the NFL has.
Yeah.
And they'll find whatever it is, and they'll say, well, give us this information that you have that Blake brought up that is so vital.
Yeah.
Because we'd like that information because, mm-hmm. you know what? We don't want this type of player on our team. We'd like to have this information to get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to say, well, we can't do that. Why the hell can't you? Why the hell can't you? Because you don't have that information. You just made that information up. You're basing it on the guy doing 100 miles an hour. You're basing it on the guy going to a nightclub. There's a fight. There's a DJ that got clocked. And now your guy Zeke's in that nightclub. You're basing everything on that type of disturbance. But it's not that domestic violence that you made it out to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and they're going to try to saddle him with all this as an all-encompassing penalty for all his, I won't say wrongdoings, but being in the wrong place at the wrong time type thing. But at the end of the day, if it was 2 games, right, I think that they say, okay, we'll take the 2 games and we'll go about our business and we'll start over week three and be done. When you hammer them with a 6-game, this is, hey, I don't want to get political here, but this is freaking North Korea and Donald Trump right now. All right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you're really right. Because you just
tell you're into this stuff, Bam.
Way into it.
But here's the deal. And I'm telling you, Jerry Jones is Donald Trump.
Right now, I would say they did the wrong thing by pushing this guy. Because Jerry Jones is now, he's not a nice guy with the commish right now. Because this was the guy that, like I said, when you weren't on, this was the guy that always kind of rubbed on Goodell and said, you know, he's doing a good job. Me and Roger, we get along just fine. It ain't like that now, pal. Mm-hmm. It ain't like that now. I think right now Jerry's put on some old war paint from Arkansas, got the moonshine out.
There you go.
I think he's got the good old boys right now on this case, and they're gonna make Goodell eat his words on this, because so, 6 games is out of line.
So now the question comes up, since at the end of the day, Goodell works for the owners, and Jerry Jones is clearly one of the most powerful owners, as we saw with the Rams getting moved, as we saw Raiders. With the Raiders not going to San Antonio. Clearly, Jerry Jones wields some influence. Robert Kraft, another one of the richest owners in the league. Two guys that now Goodell is pissed off. Do we start hearing serious rumblings about fire Goodell? I know the fans have been saying it for years, but do the owners now get on board?
Well, you got the fans. Oh, go ahead.
They do. They get on board. The ownership will get behind this, and they will go to somebody that they can control through the – they'll put somebody in that's a – you know, it could be an Al Gore type. You know, I keep doing these political references. But they're going to look for a high-profile, even-keeled, mannered person to put in there that they can control. Goodell's gone off the reservation. I get it. He used to clean toilets there as an intern or whatever the hell he did, how he started off, okay? And he worked his way up, and now he thinks he's entitled to do all this. Screw that. Fire the bastard, and let's get on with business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kyle, you were saying something?
Well, I was going to say fans have been hating him for a while, but you haven't had – the actual power of fans when you bring in the Cowboys.
No, you're right.
We make more noise than everybody. That's why they truly hate us. We make more noise, and now they better love us, because I believe we could help get Roger
this
out
is
of
what
there.
I this is what I suggested, Steve. Oh, this is what I said. Watch your Cowboy games, Cowboy fans. But if there's any other game on right now, don't watch it. Don't even think about watching it. Let it go. You watch how all the NFL owners and TV ratings and everything will plummet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I watched the game between Jacksonville and the Jets or Jacksonville and the Browns because I sit there and I'm an NFL fan. That's the only reason. I have nothing to do with those two clowns playing each other on a Thursday night, but I do it. But now I don't have to do it, and I'm not going to do it. If you're going to do that to my Cowboys, I'm going to spend some quality time with my family. How about that?
It's like, I want to do that, but my family is really the Cowboys.
I had to be really mad to spend some quality time with my family.
Now it's quality time on Sunday during the day and all that stuff. And it just annoys me that how you can do that to a person, especially to the land of the free.
Mm-hmm.
This is the land of the free. I mean, this is what America's based on, is everything is liberty, justice for all, and all this. And now you're telling this number 21 he's not equal to justice. Basically, you're telling him, you're telling a guy that's in Cincinnati, it's okay. Go ahead, pop a girl twice in the face at the fast food. It's okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pursue you, but I'm going to pursue a guy that's wearing a star. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and I don't know if I can ask this, but – and Steve-O,
ask anything.
All right, I'm going to ask away then. Here we go. If – the appeal doesn't happen and it stays at 6 or even it's 4, what would you say the record would be for the first 6 games without Zeke? Because this happening is and it's pissing everybody off at Cowboy fans, and then you're getting the haters coming saying, where are you guys going to be? You guys, I would be worried. You guys might not win 3 games the first 6, or, you know.
Mm-hmm. I certainly think there's 3 wins in there, because one of those is – 2 of them are the Rams and the Niners, which had 6 wins between them last year.
Yep.
So Rams and the Niners, those are going to be two wins for sure. I think Broncos are a win, even though you're in Denver, because, they don't have a quarterback that can
quarterback
get it
issues.
Done.
Yeah.
They have a pretty good defense, but I think Dak's able to field general that game and really get a feel for him and start to carve him up. Arizona to me could go either way this year, but I'm gonna go ahead and give us a win there. So I definitely see at bottom 3,
yeah.
And then, of course, you got Giant Week, Week 1. I think
we're losing
that's a win.
Oh, it's a win?
No,
okay.
No,
I was going to say, what?
That's what I'm saying. No. The only one I'm looking at that's kind of worrisome without Zeke is the Packers.
Oh.
That's a tough one, but
I think the Giants are going to be stuffing that middle. I think their defense is just going to be too much if we don't have any type of running game. I don't like our defense being full-time out on the field and trying to stop Odell for a quick one there. I don't like the Giant game. I like the Bronco game. You're going to have a lot of Cowboy fans there. The Cardinal game, again, they're all Nick Grit type of defense. They're going to if we go three and out all the time, they're gonna really – the Rams, that's not even the team. That's mm-hmm. some farm system. the Packers, you know what? One time I like to take the Packers on without any problem, internal
right?
problem.
Right, thank you.
I mean, every right. time it's like that.
This was the playoff
weasel.
Rematch, NFL.
Yeah, this is what everyone's been waiting for. We
Here
circled it. This was our homecoming. 3:25 Central Time, and you do this to us. And then the 49ers, easy.
Bye week, 6 week.
Yeah.
Week six.
There you go.
Nice. But I'm telling you, it's not going there. It is appealed. This will not be heard. They will tie this up in court. He will not see a game this year at all. I mean, at best case scenario, it's next year. Best case.
That's not going to happen.
So we start 5-0 is what you're saying, Steve-O?
No. What I'm saying is Zeke is not suspended this year at all. Won't happen. They will appeal it and appeal it, and they're getting these injunctions going. This is going to be the exact same as Deflategate with Brady. So they'll just keep appealing it out there so it can't be heard. It's taken them, what, over a year to even get to this point?
Yeah, they've been on this for a while with them.
Mm-hmm. And so why did they wait this long? Why did they wait this long?
That's how the system moves. It's going to be the same thing. He's already appealed it for the inaccuracies and whatever the statements were and the accusations. It's already been appealed. He's not going to get anything that happens to him this year. We're going to go win this damn Lombardi trophy and shove it up his ass. When I say his, Goodell.
Goodell's going to get him.
I'm telling you, I don't know what Goodell's contract is. I'd have to look that up, and I'm not in front of my computer box. But I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he's on his last leg in the NFL, and he's going to get escorted out. They're going to bring in somebody new, okay, a lot more, a guy who's a little bit more friendly to all parties, both players and owners, and then we're just gonna, you know, we'll see what happens next year on the appeal process. Mark my words, Ezekiel Elliott will not miss a game due to suspension this year, guaranteed.
Wow.
You put money on that?
I put money on it. Listen, I'm no lawyer, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express. Holiday Inn.
He did. I seen him.
We want that advertising money rolling in.
Right.
So, but. He will not miss a game due to suspension this year. For sure, man. Guaranteed.
Well, I hope that
to the bench.
I hope you're right. I'm all in for this year. You know, I'd like to say I want to win next year too, but I don't give a shit about next year right now. I want this year.
Yes.
We've worked so hard to get here. I'm just sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, I tell you,
but,
as Rodney Dangerfield would say.
Sick and tired of getting the tees, and it looks like good, and oh my gosh, it could be just like the 90s team, and here we go, we're coming back, and then...
It's the evil eye, Kyle. It's the evil eye. someone's giving us the evil eye.
Something like that, yeah.
Someone is, and anyway, Steve-O, what are you up doing right now? What's going on with you?
We had to cut some videos for some upcoming... commercials for my business.
I got
a lot of social media stuff like that, a meeting that ran a little bit late, and then we just kind of got jammed into the time frame where we couldn't make it back to the studio. But I wanted, there's days where this happens and I go, just leave me off the show, I'll be fine. But I'm so damn pissed. That I needed to come on. This is bullshit what's happening, you know, and I get it. They're trying to send a message to Elliot that, hey, listen, you can't go play hee haw with the screw around gang anymore. Okay? I get it. I'm all on board. But at the end of the day, you also can't take your franchise player on your number one sports team and really kind of kill it, because the NFL right now needs the Dallas Cowboys, for sure. They need them. That's why they put them on. How many primetime games do we have? Six, seven?
Well, let me back that up. Let me check that.
You got two in those first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That he's going to miss now.
Let me check this out. Yeah.
I see five right now off the top. Just looking at the schedule, just skimming through it.
I like to see anything, but I can't move this damn arrow. All right, here we go. We're on the first week, 7:30, prime time. Second one is
Monday night. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's prime time.
At Cardinals Monday night, huh?
Okay, the Sunday game, though, the week two, is regular. That's a regular game, though.
Game of the week, I would say, right? Yeah, 3:25 usually.
Then a 7:30 and
another game of the week against the Packers.
The Packers will be a game of the week. And I'd say we've got one 7:30.
Against the Eagles.
Against the Eagles, 7:25.
Thursday night.
On the 13th week against the Redskins.
Oh, we got the Raiders week 15.
Where at?
At the Raiders.
Nice. Yeah. There'll be a lot of Cowboy fans there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? That's what we got, man. So, you know.
Well, guys, I apologize to the Cowboy Nation. I couldn't be in there with you today, but
well,
thanks
for making sure
I got my opinion heard.
Yeah, we just wanted to talk you out of the rope scene.
Well, I'm glad he appealed. I'll take it off for now, and let's see what the next step is. But yeah. We're going to start a campaign to screw Goodell and get him out.
Well,
sure.
You know what I'm saying. How's that sound, though, Steve-O, with us just boycotting other football games? So where if there's a Thursday night game, I'm not going to watch it. I will not watch it. I got nothing to do with it.
Well, let me tell you what. I know that you're – you know, if you want to make enemies with the guy from the Northeast, all right, up there with the Patriots, you know, that
he's the one that went up against me, and he's the one that wanted the suspension. So the hell with him and his damn cheese. Screw him. Screw him.
Did you ever see how the Patriots fought in the war? Okay.
Yeah.
They lined
it was. It was up in the trees. They were hiding. They were hiding in the trees, and that's how they took the British guys out. Our Cowboys, if our Cowboys were around back then, we wouldn't be hiding in no goddamn trees. We'd take those rifles there and shove it up the red coats' ass. That's what we would do.
We were the wild, wild west.
Yeah, we're the wild, wild west. We're the Cowboys.
That.
Yeah. I don't care, man. I'm just so fed up with this. And I think Kyle said it best. It's okay if you do that to any other team base or whatever, but when you do this to the Cowboys, it's not like this for where we go, oh, Jesus, oh, damn, we just lost our running back. Bullshit, this is going to last us a long time. What you did was you declared war on the Cowboy Nation.
Yeah.
That's what you just did.
Yeah, and if anything, I feel like more fans for other teams should dislike or hate or whatever you want to say towards Roger Goodell, because now
that's a great point. Because wait a minute, now you just brought up something that I just did not even think of. Is Roger Goodell trying to be more friends with the New York Giant base and all that?
Us.
No, because they already hate his guts. Yeah, they boo him. They all that. So now is he trying to get good with all the other the big cities like that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think this backfires more because everyone that really can't stand Cowboy fans, you just gave them more ammunition to just talk 24/7 about the Cowboys. Now here we go, when we come up with someone else, here's a Eagles fan, a Packers fan, a Patriots fan, and I say I'm a Cowboys fan, they go, shit. I'm like, oh yeah, really? Well, guess what, this whole Zeke thing, like, oh, you got to bring up Zeke and you guys are not going to do anything now because you don't have Zeke. I'm saying we're going 4-2 the first six games. Mm-hmm. Watch. We win the first one against the Giants. We'll lose maybe against the Broncos and then the Packers. If he doesn't get to play, we're still good with Alfred Morris, Rod Smith, and as long as Tyron Smith doesn't have back issues game one, then
I think Zach would move out to tackle, and let me think of Bell. We have a guard named Bell that could fill in right there, and he could take that spot. So, hey, folks, catch us on iTunes. Subscribe to iTunes. Become one of our fans here, and chime in on our shows, too. We'd love to get messages from you guys. Google Play, subscribe to Stitcher. Go to CowboysPodcast.com. Leave some messages. I see you guys are already on this one. Well, I put down on there, are you kidding me? And Goodell, you suck. And next thing you know, everyone's jumping on board. That's part of what we're about here. We're a fan base, and I'm sorry if we're not politically correct to say anything else, but that's how we are, and that's our passion. And when the regular season starts too, we'll be around the studio. We'll have the food. We'll have the beer out. We'll have the games on. If you're a Cowboy fan out there that doesn't have anywhere to go, open up your laptop computer. Just watch us, and we'll be in the living room with you. So,
hey, Jono.
Yeah, yeah.
They just saw a tweet here that, do you guys remember Josh Brown got in trouble? What was it, last year, or the year before?
He said that he did that for 20 years, didn't he? Beat his wife,
and he got one game.
Yeah, yeah, 20 years. He Taliban'd his wife for 20 years. So that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. That's okay. We're not going to look at you wrongly on that, but we're going after Zeke and the Cowboys.
Because he apparently did it.
Cowboy Nation.
No charges for Zeke.
Roger Goodell is on the loose.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna put my mask on, and then I see Roger Goodell, I'm gonna give him the Star's elbow. That's what I'm gonna call it.
There you go, the
Star's elbow. Boom.
All right, Cowboy Nation. I wish we could leave you on a happier note. Just hang tight, and whatever you guys hear, put it out on social media. We're all dying to hear what Jerry's gonna do next. This is becoming like a Dallas episode of the old 1980s here. What's JR gonna do, or who shot JR? Who shot JR on this one? All right, Cowboy Nation, thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Blake. Yes. Steve-O, we'll see you next week. Pleasure. And all right, talk to you guys. Take care.
Go Cowboys.
Go Boys.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com, on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.